boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know, we've been talking a lot about Christmas boot camp, and we've been telling you it's a Christmas boot camp update, right?
Oh, yeah, because it is boot camp. If you've got animals in your house,
Dan Hood.
Peace be with you this holiday season.
The cat wants to go up the tree. The dog's eating the tree or maybe tingling on the tree. We understand you. We are you. We feel you.
Yes,
but
more
we had
than you know.
Our own, not only have we been having our own Christmas boot camp updates, but we just had a Stuff the Wagon boot camp.
We really did. It was like line up, get in line, or get left behind.
No, seriously. And we want to give you the Stuff the Wagon boot camp update.
So
it was very intense. Let's start with, I had a timer. I was like, I don't know, the captain, the whatever you want to call me, of the boot camp.
You were the timekeeper. You were the referee,
but yes,
also a participant.
I was, because we're up in our game this year for Stuff the Wagon. And we need to know if we're up in our game. How long is this going to take us?
Yeah, right.
So we needed to have a timer.
So what we did earlier today, by the way, Stuff the Wagon, you can get details on KZIA.com, but we're going to be parked out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids on Monday doing our entire show live.
Yeah.
Now, last year, and we're doing it again, we're doing the entire show from the trunk while you donate pet supplies for Cedar Valley Humane Society. That was good, and it worked, but we're like, how do we make this crazy?
How do we make it flashier? How do we make it grander, better?
Mm-hmm.
Cooler for you.
Exactly. So, number one was we wanted some Christmas lights up in here.
Mm-hmm.
It gets dark at like 2 o'clock now.
It really does. Like.
So, that was, we were figuring out how to string up some Christmas lights onto our station wagon, which is taller than both of us.
I was going to say, may I say it was mostly Taylor because she is way taller than me.
I got wingspan on me. I got long arms. That wasn't so bad. But then...
This is actually all Taylor because she's way taller than me and I am just shorty, short, short.
Well, yeah. You were the one that I was bossing around like, hand me that. Give me a little slack. That was okay. And then we also have a new member of our family.
Mm.
Her name is Goosh.
Perfect name. Goosh, because that's the brand.
Uh-huh.
Not because we came up with it.
Goosh is an inflatable dog, like you see in people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't just have Goosh sitting next to us in the vehicle. We also don't have room back there for Goosh, because Goosh is like 5 feet tall. We put Goosh on top of the station wagon.
Said we wanted to be more flashier. We're doing it.
Number one, you are not going to be able to miss us, because... We're going to be lit up and we're going to have a dog on top of the van.
Not a real one.
Inflatable. Oh, inflatable dog. Goosh.
In case you're just now tuning in.
So, yeah, I've never done inflatables. We didn't have those growing up. So that was like a whole situation, figuring out how to plug it in. And then it was, okay, it's a little windy outside.
Yeah, today was a good test because it was very windy and that thing was tossing around.
How do we secure Goosh to the vehicle? So there was some tying. There was some DIYing, making strings extra long, shutting it indoors, tying it to the oh crap handle inside the vehicle. But I think we have it figured out.
I'm pretty excited. We still have some other decorations up our sleeves. We even have a little treat for you. If you stop by and donate, you will get a little treat.
How exciting. We cannot wait to kick this off on Monday.
This is going to be grander and bigger than it was last
and
year.
And gooshier.
Oh, Jesus.
It's her name.
Yeah, I know. I see what you did there. It just was a little dweeby.
Sorry.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So we all know, once Halloween's over, Mariah Carey defrosts and she becomes the queen of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, all I want for Christmas is you is, I don't even know how many years old. But at this time of year, like clockwork, that song becomes the number one streamed song. It's the number one bought song from now until Christmas. That's just how it's been since the beginning of time. Until now.
Wow.
She's earned her title as Queen of Christmas, and guess what? somebody has dethroned her, and we got to see how long it's going to last. So do you, I'm going to let you hear a clip of the song, actually.
Okay.
And I want to see if you can even identify who this person is.
This is popular. Are they known singers?
One of them is.
And this is popular?
Okay, well, yes.
Okay, the first thought I had was maybe it was Teddy Swims.
No.
Then it was the second voice that really threw me off, and I thought Justin Bieber is a chipmunk.
Oh, my God. Okay, now you're going to start offending people.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what I thought, but...
Okay, well, I'll tell you the second voice.
The second voice iconic, and I don't know.
It's Stevie Nicks.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, everybody. I take that back.
I'm like, I got to stop you before you say something
Sorry. I've never heard I know of Stevie Nicks. Okay. I don't know if I know a Stevie Nicks song.
So that second voice is Stevie Nicks.
I'm so going to get hated on for that.
Oh, my God. The song is called...
I just know our boss is going to come in here and yell at me
for real
because they love Stevie Nicks.
Oh my God. Okay, the song is called Maybe This Christmas. It is featuring Stevie Nicks, obviously iconic. But that first voice that you heard, Jason Kelsey.
What?
Jason Kelsey.
The first voice was beautiful. The first one I heard.
Yes, ma'am.
I really liked, actually.
The first voice.
I thought was Teddy Swims.
It's Jason Kelsey, brother of Travis Kelsey, who is dating Taylor Swift, if you need the breakdown, okay? So,
Well, I do like Jason Kelsey's voice, apparently.
Dude, so the last couple of years, it's been kind of a meme, I guess, for him to, like, sing.
Yes, because they do the album. I knew of this.
The Eagles, which mm-hmm. he used to play for, and now he is retired. Mm-hmm. So he's taken the Christmas songs under his own wing. He somehow scored a duet with Stevie Nicks. And it has jumped to the top of the iTunes 100
holiday chart. Okay, so is it part of their album again? Because if it is, that makes sense. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It also might be a single. Regardless, it's beating Mariah Carey.
It makes sense now. Okay. Because of who it is, it totally makes sense. I just thought it was random people. Sorry.
If we've learned anything.
I was born in 95. Can you blame me? Probably.
I'm not going to answer
that. I was born under a rock, okay?
You should get out more.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't even really know how it came about, but in conversation, you and I realized that we both don't have any childhood ornaments.
Yeah, and for kind of different reasons, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if mine exists still in my parents' storage bin, but they never went up on the tree growing up. And I would love to give my mom a hard time about this because she had a very aesthetically pleasing Kris Jenner tree. So we like to tease her still, like, oh, you didn't put my handmade ornament on the tree.
And now you think just maybe over time she's
gotten rid of them? Probably. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship with my ex-fiance, and he... after the breakup said, I'm going to go through the Christmas stuff and I'll get it back to you. It's been a year now. I haven't gotten anything back.
They're still missing in action.
I don't think I'm ever going to get them back. Fine, whatever. But it's just like, there goes my childhood. I'll never get to see again.
Right. So we're making the best of
a bad situation.
That situation. And we've been asking earlier this week, what was your favorite childhood ornament that maybe you made or you still have?
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of really good suggestions. And guess what? We made one.
We did.
So shout out to listener Mackenzie, who called and told us about you can make a snowflake ornament with your hands and then put a photo in the middle of it. So that's what we did.
Yeah, we did this. And it was I'm not going to lie. It was... humbling, because I found out honestly drawing my hand, I realized that my pointer finger might be fatter than my thumb, which I don't think it's supposed to be that way.
It's very much revealing.
Yeah,
tracing your hand as an adult.
I didn't think it'd be way cuter with baby hands, but it's fine.
Definitely, because our ornaments are
massive. Our snowflakes are massive.
They're tree topper size.
But this is an easy project, I'm not gonna lie. I love it. I already have it up on my tree. Do you? You're darn tune right, because it's okay. So we traced five hands, and then we then laid them out, and then it ended up making a snowflake. And we did blue hands, and we did white hands, so that it was kind of different colors. Mm-hmm. And then you smack dad in the middle. You could do your own photo if you're doing your kiddo. You could do a kiddo photo of them. But what we ended up doing is you did photos of your kitties,
my children, my cats,
right? And I ended up doing a photo of the love of my life, Post Malone.
Ouch.
I immediately got home and I put it on my Christmas tree and I was like, Nair man, look. Look, it's Posty.
And he's like, this is not what I pictured for your childhood.
It was Post Malone. So yeah, I'm very excited. It's huge and it's massive on my Christmas tree, but it was fun. I liked this arts and crafts. I think it was a good one for the first arts and crafts.
I think so too. It was an easy start. It would be fun to do with your kids now. It would be fun if you, I don't know, like really want to rub it into your partner's face that you're not engaged and be like, huh, ring could be on one of those fingers.
You know what? That is a good one to do.
I thought about it.
Taylor, are you going back?
What?
Are you going to go back and say something?
Well, I haven't taken it home yet, so to be decided.
So there you go.
There's so many opportunities.
You know
what? Craft.
Maybe that's what I could do the same thing. Redo it and then draw a little ring.
Uh-huh.
And then put a smack dead in the middle or an actual picture of a ring.
I mean, subtle
Here's
hints
a sign.
Go a long way.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just had a really magical moment. You can't time these things better. Just turn around, looked out the window, and a deer went running by.
Yeah!
Okay, so apparently that's a deer scream.
I don't know. That's what it says.
I've never heard a deer scream, but
yeah!
That's what it sounds like. Thanks
to
Destiny.
I try not to get too close to them and with my car and with myself, so I don't know what they sound like.
Maybe that. I don't know. We're behind a window, so when she went running by, it was across the street, so she wasn't close enough, and she's gone now. She was clearly on a mission.
You thought it was it was a girl?
Well, yeah, you can tell by their...
I can't tell. How do you know?
By their... Oh, no. Now I'm going to sound stupid. By their... they don't have horns. They have antlers. They have antlers. You can tell by the antlers. Shut up. I've never been hunting in my life. And that is going to bring Taylor window update to a close because I don't want to sound stupid anymore. Go home.
You knew more than me, so you know what? You win.
Oh, my God.
I know you've probably been asked this question before, and so we're going to ask you it again. If you could go back to when you were in high school, what would you tell yourself? Let us know at 319-200-1029. We're asking this not just because, you know, it's a fun little question to ask you to get to know you. No, it's a serious question that Taylor and I got asked. We got the honor to speak to a couple classes at Jefferson High School. And during this time, one of the classes, there was a student who raised their hand and they were like, hey, what would you tell yourself if you could go back to high school? And you and I, you know, you've gotten asked that question before.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you get asked that question, you get, whoa, that's a loaded question right there, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like you and I did answer it pretty well. But of course, we're going to get asked this again. We're going to go to schools. We're going to talk to students again. I would like to be better prepared. So I'd love to hear from you, which you could call us and tell us about it, 319-200-1029. But I answered it this way. I said, if I could go back to high school, what I would do differently and what I would tell myself is to apply for every single scholarship because I knew I was going to college.
Oh.
And there was scholarships that my school, Vinton Shelsburg, they like worked with people, obviously, that was handing out scholarships, right? And then there's Kirkwood Community College, which is where I went to. Kirkwood is so known, BTW, if you don't know this, for giving out millions of dollars of scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied for some, but I could have applied for more.
100%.
I had applied for a couple of scholarships through Kirkwood that I ended up paying for my first year because they have so much. It pays off. But my second year was doomed. You know what I'm saying? So like, I wish I just would have had more. So here's the thing about the high school ones is that there were so many scholarships. I remember the high school students that they wanted to give to the high school students. But there were some that were not given out. Let me explain. Is because, and as some of these organizations, they have a right, and if they choose, you know, there's organizations that fundraise for this, or even families or people, right?
Yeah.
They have requirements for their, I just blanked on the word.
Scholarship?
Scholarship, thank you. Their scholarship. And they'll say like, oh, you have to have taken AP classes, or mm-hmm. you have to be going to a four-year school, or you have to be going into a medical degree.
Right.
Whatever it is, because that's maybe the reason for it is because it's coming from a family who their dad was a doctor. Right. So they really wanted to go to a medical student. Here's the thing. If no medical student applied for that, that scholarship now goes to no one.
Right.
And that's a bummer to them. Mm-hmm. But if you apply for every single scholarship, even the ones you are not qualified for, you're going to get something.
Well, yeah. What's the worst they're going to say is no.
No. That's the worst. But if you apply for everything, even the ones you're not qualified for, you may be shocked that you'll get the ones you're not qualified for. It's the same thing they always tell you about. Apply for a job you're not qualified for. You may be shocked that you end up getting it, even though it says you have to have a four-year degree, and you don't.
Well,
you might get it.
And let me tell you, two girls in their late 20s now that are like,
oh, God.
Apply for the scholarship, because you know what? You could have gotten that throw pillow at Target.
Or you could still be paying for your student loans, and you have to say no to the throw pillow at Target.
You decide which one sounds better.
You can't pay us to go back to school.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard to think back to, like, high school and not go, ooh,
right?
Yikes.
But we did get to go back to school together today. We got the honor to speak at Jefferson High School. And those students asked so many great questions from, you know, why do you love to do what you do? And what does a normal day in radio look like? And then they ask us really tough questions and throws us off. And yeah. It's like, if you could go back to high school, what would you tell yourself? It's like, whoa.
Jeez, that's profound.
Whoa. It's a very good question to ask, kid. Can I have a couple minutes?
Yeah, let me think about that.
No, you want it right now. Got it. Okay. Well, we need your help next time that we speak to students. How do we answer this question? I feel like we answered it pretty well, but like, of course, we could always take some advice or think of some other ideas. But if you could go back to high school, what would you tell yourself? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
Bonnie, what would you do?
If it's a big, giant school, if it's a little tiny school, like, you need to go in with confidence with yourself, and that'll help you boost your academics, your sports, your friendships, everything. But going in all meek and mild, I know it's hard to do, but because depression is a big thing, but going in and trying to find the best confidence that you can stir up.
Bonnie, I needed to hear that one.
Did you?
Oh my God. I you always hear me say that I'm an introverted person, right? But mm-hmm. if you would have seen me in high school, you'd be like, does she say anything at all? I was so ridiculously quiet. And I feel like the answer that I gave to the kids today was kind of similar to that, which is like, just don't compare yourself to other people, whether it be with academics or mm-hmm. especially at the end of the year. Like, not comparing, oh, well, they're going to a four-year school and I don't even know what I want to do. Like, you, in the long run, it's not going to matter at the end of it. But also, Bonnie made me think of another thing, which is, you know, being confident is going to boost your entire high school experience. I would also say, though, that your sport is not your life.
Mm.
I could have used to hear that because I was so into dance and dance team and I was very competitive. And if I didn't perform the way that I wanted to, I was a failure in my mind.
Oh my God.
And I think a lot of people get like that in high school. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, I have to be the best at football because I want to play in college, or I have to impress my parents, or I have to be the coolest person in school. But like, in the long run, how many people are talking about how many state titles they won and all that, all your trophies and medals and stuff? It doesn't really matter in the long run. Mm-hmm. There's so much more. You should balance it between school, your extracurriculars, and having fun. You gotta have some fun. Otherwise, what's the point of it?
100%. It's really hard for me as somebody who's competitive to be like 100%.
She's like gritting her teeth. 100%.
Maybe it's been 5, 10, 15, 20 years since you were in high school. But if you went back, what would you tell your high school self? Let us know at 319-200-1029.
Audra, what would you say?
Take care of your body. Take care of your soul, because it will matter. It will matter later in life.
Mm-hmm. Boy, does it catch up to you.
And as much as I hate saying it, take gym class seriously.
Take gym class. Wash your face. Use moisturizer.
Retinol.
You know, take care of your teeth.
Oh, yes.
Brush your teeth.
Because then
Wear your retainer.
It will cost you so much later in life. Trust me.
Dude, I would, if I could go back to my 15-year-old self, I would smack her and say, put your retainer in. Now my bottom teeth are paying for it. Abby, what would you go back and tell your high school self?
I think academically, I would tell myself to master the basics because things are going to get harder. And then when they get harder, I don't have to go back and reteach myself the basics. And then socially, I would tell myself to not sweat the little things and just really soak up my time with all of my friends since, you know, college is coming soon or careers. So you're just not going to get that kind of time pretty soon.
Dude, it goes fast.
You know, kind of going off of what she said as well, something that I wish I could tell myself, and I always wish I could go back in time. So what you don't know about me is that I was actually homeschooled for many, many years. But how homeschooling went for me is different than how it is normally. I was actually not taught. I was just sat in front of a TV, and I was severely behind. So I was supposed to be in third grade, but I was so far behind, they actually had to put me in kindergarten when I was finally put into public school.
Catch you up.
Yeah. And so I was so far behind, should have been in third. They had to put me in kindergarten. Eventually we caught myself up a little bit, but not enough that I could skip first grade, and they got me into second grade. But when I graduated high school, I graduated at 19 because I should have been in third grade, but they put me in, they got me as close as they could, which was second grade. So I was always a year behind. And I knew that. I knew that as a kid. I knew I was behind. I knew that they were trying their best, and they did, and I appreciate that, to catch me up. But that always kind of, stood to me as a kid. Like, I knew I was behind, and I felt that. So as a kid, I was just like, what's the point? Why should I care?
Yeah.
So I didn't. I got D's. I got C's. I could have cared less about middle, elementary, or high school. And now I look back at it, and I was like, why did you let that discourage you? Why? Why did you let that little thing discourage you? They were trying so hard, and they did, and I thank the teachers so much, but why did I let it discourage me? Right. I knew I was behind, but I should have let that push me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you're so young, and then at that point, you're like, well, I'm already behind now. It's going to take me forever to catch up.
Yeah, 100%. I just wish I could have told myself, yes, you're behind, but use that as motivation to get forward.
You can catch up.
100%.
Or if you can't, there's more than enough time to catch up.
Uh-huh. You've got how many more years? You're only in the second grade to get you to senior year.
Go, little Destiny. Go. I'll go back and say it. Paul, what would you go back and tell your high school self?
Not to worry. It's going to be okay.
It's simple advice, but it would go a long way if you went back.
Really, it really would, yes.
And everything seemed like the end of the world back then. Little did we know.
No kidding. It will be okay the next day.
100%.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You always hear about how miserable it is to be on the dating apps.
It is.
I'm not going to lie, though. It is kind of fun to have a friend who is on the dating apps.
It was fun. Dating's not fun because trying to find somebody is absolutely horrible, right? But dating apps can be kind of fun because I always love to give you my phone and be like, have fun, sis. Swipe a wave. See if you can find the love of my life.
Well, and it's fun to see, like, how do people slide in the DMs? How long does it take for somebody to ask you on a date? Like, it's just kind of interesting as an outsider. Now, neither of us are on the dating apps, which is nice, right? Because that's a lot of work. But I'm always interested to know, what's going on there? What are people looking for? How are they going about it? So I saw that Bumble dropped their annual dating trends for 2025. Kind of as an insight to see how people are interacting and what they're looking for. So I wanted to go through a couple of them with you and see what you think. So the first one.
I was on it a year ago. Exactly. So yeah. I can tell you
right around this time
if I saw any of this.
I need you to transport yourself back to that headspace. Okay. The first one is called Micromance. Micromance. Okay. So they're saying that's a combination, by the way, of micro, small, and romance. Micromance.
That would be every relationship I ever was in.
Oh, God. So they're saying that women specifically want to be wooed with smaller, more thoughtful gestures instead of grandiose, like really expensive. That they're going to take more, it's going to be more meaningful if it's smaller.
Amen.
You agree?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. You do not need to take me to a $100 fancy restaurant. Make it small. A little picnic in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And you made the sandwiches. Yeah.
I'm with you. That means
that's
more.
Romantic to me.
The effort is what's romantic.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
The next one is actually kind of more on like social media side. It's the DWM or date with me. So I have actually seen people doing this on TikTok. There are like dedicated pages where people are doing get ready with me's, which has been a thing. But they're doing it more date specific, where it's get ready with me to go on a date.
Oh, I would have loved to do this.
And they are updating their followers on how it went. And some people, I don't know if I agree with this, some people do like mid-date updates.
No.
I don't like that. If somebody's going to the bathroom, you shouldn't pull out your phone and be like, oh my gosh.
Focus on the date.
This guy is like so crazy, or oh my gosh, it's going so well. But it's something that we're going to see more of. People posting their...
There was a girl I found last year when I was dating, and she would post a TikTok for every date she went on.
See, that's so much.
So then at the end of the year, she was like, I only went on 20 dates, or I only went on 15, or whatever it may be. And of those dates, this is how many were successful, or, you know, none
that's
of them were successful. And I thought that was very interesting. And I said that if I were still in the dating apps, that's what I was going to do this
year. You would have done it.
Yep.
You would have been TikTok famous. Darn it. The last one that I want to go over with you is guys that get it, which is women are going to their male friends for dating advice.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. I did this. I would come. Am I going to get in trouble for this? I'd come here and ask my coworker, my male coworkers for advice.
Like
I'd be like, okay, is this too much if I DM this? Am I being too pushy? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, is this the right kind of, hey, you know, or whatever it may be. I would totally all the time do that here.
Yeah. I think especially when you're in the very casual dating stage. But once you get to know somebody more, I feel like this could brew some jealousy with the guy you're talking to.
I would have like the guys like look at my profile, just make sure like, the pictures are all cute.
Oh, would you swipe on me?
Am I good
break
enough?
Break in HR code? Okay.
Shoot,
all right.
Quiet.
She's guilty.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
When you need something or you want something in a relationship from your partner, how do you ask them for that? It's kind of an awkward situation, right? Because you don't want to be judged. You don't know how they're going to react. Are they going to be angry? Are they going to be sad? Or, you know, whatever that reaction may be, right?
Dude, you never know, especially in like a newer relationship. I know the married people in their cars right now are screaming. They're like, just say it.
Get over it.
Just do it. Which I'm sure neither of us are married. Neither of us have been in a relationship that long.
No. You gotta be with us on this one, okay?
So it's a learning curve because you're learning that person. You don't want to offend them.
Right.
You don't want them to think you're weird or a freak.
100%.
It's awkward.
Yeah. And so, you know, if there's something I need in the relationship and I need like maybe support or something. For instance, okay, let's talk about today. I'm having a bad day today, all right? It started with this morning. When we had
buckle up, ladies, because this one's a doozy.
Oh, God. When we went to Jefferson High School to talk to the classes, I left so stinking early from my house, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, stupid early, okay? Because I wanted to get coffee. And then I was going to be there early and sit in my car and wait for Taylor to get there. Coffee took so stinking long that I actually was even late.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to go ask them, hey, when's my coffee going to be ready? They were like, oh, there's still like 20 people ahead of you. And I was like, oh, well, I was supposed to be at the school like 10 minutes ago, so I'm doomed. All right.
Mm.
Then I got lost going to the school. And so I was like 13 minutes late, which was absolutely lovely for me. And so that was awesome. And then trying to call and get a refund on my drink was lovely. And I don't like being a Karen, but I kind of had to be one. So that's how my day's been going. And just other things have happened. So I just have been having a bad domino day, okay? Mm-hmm. And I kind of just want, when I'm having a bad day, when it's really, really bad, I just want from my partner to be just spoiled a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I just mm-hmm. really want that. I want to come home to the dogs and cats taken care of. Bring me home chocolate. Mm. I just want chocolate, mm-hmm. okay? I'm having a bad day. Maybe some hot Cheetos, too. Oh, God. Mm. And flowers.
My God.
That's it.
What a combo.
Okay, it's my three combo. And then I want to be able to rot in the bed in the dark.
Yeah.
And think about my sad day. And maybe watch, I don't know, the Looney Tunes, Simpsons, or Bob's Burgers. One of those three.
Okay.
And that's what I want. But it's like, how do I tell them that that's what I want when I've had a really bad day like I've had today? Because I've never expressed, hey, when I'm having a bad day, this is how I would like things to go.
Right.
I've never told them that. But when I need something in a relationship, it's funny because I've never felt so confident with a partner before, except for with Neighbor Man. I'm so confident in telling him how I feel
mm-hmm.
that how I start those conversations, I always just go, hey, can we talk?
Ooh.
I always, whenever I need something in the relationship or if I want something, I always just say, hey, can we talk? And you know what's funny is that he always responds with, yeah, what's up?
Oh, he's
with like
better
this
than me.
Chipper mood. Hey, what's up? Yeah, what do you got? And I'm like, I even asked him the other day, I'm like, you're never worried when I say, hey, can we talk? And he goes, nah.
That's what I'm saying. Because anytime you get the text of can we talk or somebody looks uh-huh. at you and says, can we talk? I'm like, okay, you're breaking up with me. You've been cheating on me. There's another woman. Like, what you think about? You thought I was ugly this whole
time. You're thinking the
worst. That sounds so serious. I would be scared.
All I want is hot Cheetos, chocolate, and flowers, Taylor.
Why do you got to start with can we talk? Just say, hey, I want hot Cheetos, flowers, and whatever else. I'm with you, Destiny. It's a little awkward as you're getting into a relationship. I would say even the first year or so. Mm-hmm. Figuring out how to ask your partner for what you really want.
For your wants and your needs.
Because you're like, okay, I don't want them to think that like they're not doing enough or mm-hmm. I don't want to offend them or how are they going to take this? Are they going to overreact? You just don't know. So then at some point you just have to start asking, I suppose, is what all the married people would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you that in the relationship I'm in now, I finally am like, dude, I can say anything to you
yep.
because I know you're not going to judge me.
You're not mean about it. You don't like question me in a weird way.
Yeah.
It's because you like have like genuine like really
good
questions.
You actually want to know why.
Yeah.
I was never like that before.
No.
I'm a shy person. I mean, there were like ex-boyfriends that I had that wouldn't even like, they would choose hanging out with their friends over me. And I would never be like, hey, I'd really like you to spend more time with me. Because I was like, I don't want to be too needy. I'm over that.
Yeah.
We all got wants and needs. You should say them. But if there's something that I'm like, I kind of want to like ask for this. Normally it's like material type stuff, materialistic items. I'd be sending TikToks to my
you
boyfriend.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So for instance, like the whole reason we're talking about this is because I'm having a really bad day today. Just things keep going wrong. And I just want him to know like, I've never had a conversation with him about like my wants and needs on mm-hmm. a bad day. When I come home, here are my wants and needs
mm-hmm.
to just help me get through this mm-hmm. bad day. You would send him a TikTok?
Probably. I would go on TikTok. If I was in your shoes right now, listen, let me be immature, okay?
No, I love this
it
so
is,
much.
It's stupid and it's immature.
No, but I have done it in other ways too. So you're not wrong, but go on, sis.
I would go on TikTok and I would like type in the search bar like, I don't know, boyfriend treats me on a bad day or gifts for a bad
uh-huh.
day. And then I would find one that I like. I know in your case, you want chocolate, you want flowers and you want hot Cheetos. That might be a hard combo to find, but you might be able to get the gist of it.
Yeah.
I would find one. I would send it to him and be like, mood.
And he'll figure it out.
And
from
then
there.
Hopefully he'll get the hint. Cause if he doesn't get the hint from that, then you might need to be a little more direct.
You know what? I wouldn't say I haven't done something like this. It's more like for my birthday or for like Christmas. I
yeah.
have done things. I was like, hey, BTW, my birthday comes up right after Christmas. So
mm-hmm.
I have done it that way.
I think you could do it now or you could do it on some random day that you're not having a bad day. Be like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. And then maybe he'll be like, okay, I'll bank that in my head next time that she's texting me all day about all the things that go wrong. I can do that.
But what are you going to do if there's not that TikTok that's specific like you need? Like, Do you need me to just make that specific TikTok for you?
Oh my God.
Like, will I be that girlfriend?
That's when you call your friend and you say, I need you to go to the gas station.
I need you to like make, get chocolate, get some hot Cheetos and some flowers, and then make a video about how this is all you want for a bad day. And then I'll just like, oh my God.
And you got to put it on a fake account so that he doesn't catch on to me.
Oh, and don't show your face because he knows who you are. And we're going to get him this way.
I think this is the perfect business scheme.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We've got Stuff the Wagon coming back on Monday, 3 to 7 p.m. We're going to be at Tyson's on 16th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. And you can bring by donations of pet supplies, because then we're going to pass that off to our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society so that they're set to go for the holiday season.
Yeah. Get the details about this at KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app. And it's inspired, again, a trivia question about dogs and cats. Well, actually, their owners.
Oh, okay.
That's the theme tonight. 16% of cat owners and 12% of dog owners admit that they share this with their pets. What is it?
Share with their pets.
There's very, I love them, but there's very little
okay.
that I want to share because sometimes it's gross.
Well, I'm excited to see these guesses. You can text us your guess at 319-200-1029.
Only because one of my dogs and one of my, actually both dogs like to eat, you know. The cats.
Gross.
You know. So I'm not sharing things.
Thanks for that info.
You're welcome. 16% of cat owners and 12% of dog owners admit that they share this with their pet. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. 15%. Nope, 16. We got to get our numbers right around here. I don't play, man.
This is a very scientific show.
Yeah.
If you've ever listened.
Seriously. We don't mess around.
Only facts.
Only facts. 16% of cat owners, 12% of dog owners admit that they share this with their pet. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 5660 said ice cream.
I'll do it if they can put in another bowl.
I've done it if I'm like done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I'm done with my, I've done it with like popsicles, I guess. If I'm finished with it, I'll let my dog have a little lick.
I'm not Lady and Tramp in this.
Oh, no. I love them, but I also see where they be licking. Okay.
Exactly.
Love you
so
much.
And I brush my teeth.
This is good news. Thank you for sharing. Sure.
This is a fact. We only spit facts on this show.
100% of the time.
I just want to let you know.
Right, if you didn't know.
9505 said bed. Yeah, all of them. We had them all last night in the bed. All four of them.
That's a lot.
Oh, that's why I'm telling you, we need a California king at this rate.
Truly.
There was no room for me.
That's when you know.
We have too many.
There might be a lot of animals if you're falling off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
3910 said blankets. I do. My cats have a specific blanket because, well, they like to make biscuits on all blankets, like the little kneading thing. But there's one specific blanket that they like to suck on. It's really strange.
I just think that is so weird. Your cats suck on
it's
blankets.
It's so cute,
nope,
though.
That's weird.
But they have to have their own because it is gross. And I have to wash it frequently.
Again, where your mouth's been. Weirdos.
So I guess I don't really share that one because I don't use it. I let them use it.
You know what my favorite thing is ever is when not all dogs do it, okay? But when the dogs like to be underneath a blanket with you.
I know.
We have one dog that does not do it because she's like, she's a little bit, she got more hair on her.
Yeah.
And she don't like that. She's very furry. Mm-hmm. She don't need it. And then we got a little guy and he's like, oh my God, it's cold. And it could be like 80 in the house. And he's like, oh my God, it's cold. Put me underneath the blanket.
Dude, it's a weenie dog thing.
Uh-huh.
My old roommate, her little weenie dog loved to be under the blanket.
Oh God, and I love it because he's just a space heater for me underneath the blanket.
Cute. It's so cute.
God, I love it. 16% of cat owners and 12% of dog owners admit that they share this with their pets. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 4 minutes.
I still can't get over the fact your cats suck on blankets.
It's adorable.
Do they suck on a lot of, like, is it just blankets it's or just do blankets. They suck on other things?
And it's actually just that one blanket. They know they're not supposed to do it on other ones.
Oh, I'm like,
I didn't train them.
Your throw pillows, are they sucking on that?
No, they will destroy them.
If you gave them a sucker, I mean, you shouldn't, but what would happen?
Could
they tell me how many licks to the center of my lollipop?
That's actually a good question.
I've always wanted to know.
I'll report back with the facts.
Hey, if you want to help out with Stuff the Wagon.
I do.
Hey, thank you.
I'm going to be there regardless.
I was going to say, you have to. Go to KZIA.com or Z102.9 app. Get details about it, what's happening, where it's happening, when it's happening, and how you can help.
Yeah, because we'll see you there on Monday.
Yeah. And tonight's trivia question in honor of Stuff the Wagon. 16% of cat owners and 12% of dog owners admit that they share this with their pets. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
16% of cat owners and 12% of dog owners admit that they share a comb or a hairbrush with their pets. Don't look at me like that.
I just have questions.
Okay.
Because I do have a brush for my cats, but it's like the thick bristle kind on one side, and then the other side is the really pokey wire. I don't want that on my head.
No. I was thinking, I didn't even think about the pet one. I was thinking a human one to be used on the cat or the dog. Now, here's the thing. I would never, because... I'm that gross person who does leave my hair in the hairbrush. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, same. I mean, I clean it out like once a year.
Same. After I've grown like some minion of some sort, then I'll clean it out, right? And honestly, it's probably time anyways. But here's the thing. I would never do this, but I do see Neighbor Man doing this. And only with Luna, the cat, I only see him doing it with this because that is his pride and joy. If he had hair. He doesn't have hair.
I was just going to say, in the most respectful way, whose brush is he using?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.